This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
You can hear our radio roots there with...
It's 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. That is a toll call, but does anyone...
Really?
Sunday night.
What year?
2002. Been a long time.
Trying to remember what's popular for rock in 2002.
I don't know. I think music died before that.
The music's still around, but it's that there used to be hundreds of bands selling millions of albums, and now there's millions of bands selling hundreds of albums.
There's a few hits here and there, but I mean, I got to say that they weren't what I liked in my youth. I mean, you know, a milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. They say it's better than Fred. I mean, it's catchy.
Yeah.
It's you know.
You like.
I'm thinking of the World Health Organization, but I don't think that's the right entity. What's the one in America that Fauci is kind of in charge of here?
The CDC.
In fact, the 1980s were one of the most overdecorated periods of time in all of history, in my opinion. And so it wasn't until I found, some thrashing, you know, angry guy music where the people on stage were wearing jeans and T-shirts like, you know, regular people. That I found
was testifying, and a member of the American Surgeons Association or some such thing. But and to make it even better than to pull on the heart.
Yeah, Free Talk Live did rise from rock and roll. So let's go to the phones. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Right. So they got always never let a good crisis go to waste. So anyway, right. this guy, he says. The gun problem is a health epidemic. Now, you know how these guys like to spin their webs. If they can tie these two things together down the road,
yeah,
I can't believe how far-thinking these bastards are.
Well, it's what's interesting is that any gun laws that they're proposing wouldn't have stopped the shooting in Texas. It wouldn't have done anything to get those parents into that school to save their kids any sooner. It wouldn't have kept the cops' hands on or handcuffs off of them. It wouldn't have stopped the cops from pepper spraying those parents. It wouldn't have stopped the cops that went in to save their kids. Like, it wouldn't have made any of this stuff acceptable or okay.
But it would have made them one step closer. Because that's the name of the game.
The last 5 days, and it wouldn't stop any of these criminals. They all bought them legally.
Yeah, but what if you're not allowed to buy them legally, like in Canada?
He went to kill his doctor. He'd been calling in about chronic pain after his surgery. He went in and whacked his doctor and I think three other people. He bought the gun the same freaking day, legally.
Yeah, but what if he couldn't legally buy the gun?
That's the idea, is that,
step by step.
They're going to prevent that, you know? And, you know, I mean, I don't know. Look, people are going to get their hands on guns if that's what they want to do. In a country with more, twice as many guns as people. Go ahead.
This is a mental health crisis. They've kept the whole country in lockdown under turmoil for 2 years over nothing. And people
there were shootings going on before that. I mean...
I know, but not to this extent, dude.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to say. I haven't looked at any statistics as to whether there's more or fewer shootings. I'd say that probably the number of shootings went down during the lockdown. So maybe some people feel like they got to make up for it. I have no clue. You know, so far, nobody's pointed a gun at me, and, you know, I guess I'm grateful for that. Certainly people have threatened to kill me, but that's kind of part and parcel of being on the radio.
When the sun comes up, the crazies come out of the woods. Peace out, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would say that it's clear these policies won't stop the specific shooting in question, but it's one step closer to making guns illegal. And that seems to be the clear goal. Sometimes they say the quiet part out loud, like when Beto O'Rourke, he had said, "We're going to come for your guns. We're going to take your AR-15 or AK-47 or something along those lines." He just, he accidentally said the quiet part out loud, and that's the ultimate goal. So right now that's outside the Overton window. That, for those who don't know, is the window of allowable opinion. So there are certain things you can say in polite society and other things that, I can't believe you said that. And right now, saying that they're going to take away AR-15s is largely outside that window. But if you just chip away at it, make it harder and harder to buy, they can say, well, you have to put in 100 hours in training and spend $10,000 to buy it. Does it really matter if we ban it? At that point, it's banning it's inside the Overton window. So I think it's important that the gun issues be looked through that lens, that the goal is to ban it and to pull the Overton window closer and closer to banning it being acceptable. So the correct response is to pull it the other way, I would say.
Yeah, I've got a couple of different opinions on this, opinions that conflict, right? So on one hand, I think it's important to point out that concealed carry permit holders are one-tenth as likely to commit a felony as a cop. And cops are 100th as likely as a regular citizen. So you're talking about people who are very unlikely to commit crimes. Guns are obviously not things that make people ravenous killers, because concealed carry permit holders are not likely to commit crimes. On the other hand, I really don't think that, if you want to play the game called the United States, you have to abide by the rule set. And the rule set says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It says that. And if you want to play the game, there's no infringement of the right to keep and bear arms. And that means that when a person gets out of prison, they can go stop off and take the $100 that they got from prison and go buy a Saturday night special at the pawn shop on the way out. Presuming they're not on probation or something like that, which the vast majority of them are on probation or parole or something like that. But, so this is sort of the one side or the other, because there's kind of these people that want to take the middle of the gun debate and say, well, you know, we outlaw ex-cons having guns, but the same rules that apply to normal people, which is if you outlaw guns, then only outlaws have guns, apply to convicts, ex-convicts, which is if you outlaw ex-convicts having guns, then only outlaw ex-convicts have guns, which is to say that lots and lots and lots of people in America are ex-convicts, and they should be able to defend their families, protect their life, their liberty, and their property, just like anybody else should.
They just can use a baseball bat.
Right. Well, I mean, you know what happens to somebody who brings a baseball bat to a gunfight? Nothing good. Now, I personally am a convicted felon, and I'm not terribly interested in carrying, a gun around on my hip or anything like that. It's just not my thing. But I can tell you I don't feel as safe as I could if people didn't believe that I had a gun in my house, right? Like, currently, if you can find out my address, you should be able to presume that if I'm a law-abiding ex-convict that I don't have a gun in that house. Right?
Right.
Isn't that reasonable? So doesn't that make me more susceptible to crime than other people? I don't particularly like that aspect. And this is part of the gun debate that's really difficult for me to sort of square. I think the easiest thing to do is a matter-of-fact thing, is that everybody should get a pardon, a full pardon. In a country, in the most incarcerating country in the world, everybody who's been free of any kind of incarceration, probation, parole, or anything like that, hasn't got convicted again, you know, that kind of thing, should be fully pardoned after, I'm going to say 5 years, but let's go ahead and say 10. Whatever number makes you feel comfortable. But somebody should be able to return to the status of a full-fledged citizen. They should be able to vote. They should be able to own a gun. They should not get arrested when they go into Japan or Canada. I mean, this stuff should be something the governors just make happen. And they have the ability to do this with their veto power. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Write it down. Put it in your phone's address book. That way you've got it all the time.
Tattoo it on your arm.
Well, I don't know that we'll necessarily... I mean, we've changed our number throughout the last 20 years, so I wouldn't go that far. Unless you just, like, you know, want to change out the numbers every 5 years or something and put a line through it. And yeah, I don't know. Somebody is bound to have done it at this point. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is your resource for all things cryptocurrency. So if you don't know that much about cryptocurrency, you say, I don't understand cryptocurrency. Well, you can choose to continue to not understand cryptocurrency, or you can go right now or when you get to a computer to Bitcoin.com. Now, don't tell me you can't remember the URL. It's Bitcoin.com, and right there at the top, at the little navigation bar, is Learn. You can learn how to get started, learn the basics, learn how to buy Bitcoin. They've got little tutorials in short videos, very consumable stuff, so that you will understand Bitcoin. If you didn't understand the video, well, stop and watch the two-minute video again. Believe me, you can understand Bitcoin. You're just choosing not to understand it at this point. Also, you can buy Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies right there. You can trade on their marketplace. You can get in early on the, is it Verge? Verse token sale is coming up, and they've got ways for you to buy and invest with confidence. Alex, they've got 31 million downloads on their wallet. It's amazing. It's Bitcoin.com. They've been a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live, and we are proud to have them. It's Bitcoin.com. They are sponsoring this hour of Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones, Alex, before you start yammering on. I know how you get. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah. Hello?
Get off the phone here. Am I on now?
You were on the air, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. So what I was what I was told was that, you know those salt mines that they have in Europe? Some parts of they would go mine like one mile underneath the earth. They would have the salt mines. And all those miners that have been working on the salt mines that have been known never to ever catch tuberculosis. I guess back like 100 years ago, when they're doing salt mines, TB was kind of very prevalent. Tuberculosis?
Yeah, tuberculosis was a very common disease even up until when I was young. It was a big deal.
Yeah, but now they have vaccines for it, right? They have... But what they found out was that the salt mine miners have never caught the TB. And so they kind of caught on that the salt has something to do with purifying the air. So from what I was told is that they have, hospitals, salt mine hospital underground. And so that people that have lung problems would actually stay there for like a whole month, and they would cure them of their lung disease, whatever lung ailments that they had. So I don't know exactly what mountains, but what the cause?
Well, I can tell you this, Sarah. My mom and my grandmother were both big believers in this. And we would go to the beach when I was young regularly because the aerosolized, mineralized, you know, salt water there, they believed to be good for your lungs. And so they wanted me to play in the water. They went in the water. They played, with their, young son. And this was, and my grandmother visited the Dead Sea in Israel. And, in order to, to receive these beneficial properties. Now, I can't say, I don't have a large enough group to say whether or not this is true, but I will say that I have taken steps in my life to breathe in more salt air than maybe you know, I would have otherwise, because I believe it. So I'm not going on the air, and I'm not telling my audience that you absolutely need to buy a home by the sea or something like that. But I will say that I tend to believe what you're saying is so.
But, you know, the thing is that the reason that it helps for the air quality is because of the heat interacting with the salt actually ionizes the oxygen molecule. So it's a natural ionizer. So I've learned all these things from the little things that comes with these salt lamps. So it's either a little light bulb that goes in the front, or you could actually put candles in the middle of it. And I first thought this was like a con or like a scam. I said, there's no way that a salt with being heated up with some candle or some light bulb is supposed to cause any kind of air purification. How could that be possible? But that's the miners, I guess they had some lamps there when they're working or candles or whatever. And so that's what they found out, that the heat with a salt actually adds an extra electron molecule to the oxygen molecule, which is ionizing it. So, yes,
well,
what you're saying is that...
Your mileage may vary, but there's also such things as salt inhalers, which are
right.
the one that I have. Oh God, I feel so crazy. The one that I have is porcelain,
yeah,
and contains, and you can put the salt in. So of course I get the pink salt. You can't get the regular salt. I get the pink salt,
right.
Put it in the salt inhaler, and I'll shake it up, and I try to keep it in a warm room, or I'll put it on top of a battery pack on my desk, and that kind of heats it up a little bit too. And I'll just inhale it out of it, you know, maybe 3 breaths every hour or something. And yeah, so I do this stuff. Again, your mileage may vary. I am not prescribing this for the cure of anything in particular. If you've got tuberculosis, for God's sake, go see your doctor. I get where you're coming from, Sarah, and you've hit on one where I agree with you, so thank you so much for the call. The number is 603-283-6160. You, young Alex from Cambridge, Massachusetts, I know that you have something to say about this.
I believe in medical freedom.
Which is to say
that people should be able to try what cures they like. I saw in a group chat on Telegram the other day, someone had been drinking their pee for the last 2 months.
This is where I get compared to? All right, go ahead.
The last 2 months, and it's really helped them a lot. It regulates your hormone levels.
Okay.
They're trying to keep it from you. So
keep it from you. I can tell you that. Please don't do that. Like, it's a waste product for a reason.
If you do, make sure to call in and tell us about it. How did it taste?
Yeah, God wants it out of your body. That's why he made it come out of your body. Just saying. That's where I'm... That's
salty.
Coming down on it. The number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is planning to travel to Saudi Arabia this month to rebuild relations in an effort to lower gas prices in the United States and isolate Russia. This, as AAA is reporting, the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.71 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says Americans are spending a lot more today on gas than they were 1 year ago.
Americans now spending $623 million more on gasoline just every day compared to a year ago. That's an extremely high cost for the economy.
In a primetime address from the White House, President Biden is calling on Congress to act regarding gun violence, the president saying that it's time to pass common sense legislation. You're listening to USA Radio News. The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting, in which 10 people were killed, pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York, D.A. John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge, motivated by hate in the first degree, has been filed. That charge only has one sentence if, in fact, the defendant is found guilty of that charge: life without parole.
AAA is warning parents about the 100 deadliest days for young drivers. That's the time span between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The organization saying more than 7,100 people died in teen-related summertime crashes from 2011 to 2020. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. We've been across the board tonight from the Queen of England to, what, Johnny Depp and Olivia, what is her name?
Amber Heard.
Sorry if I don't know my, I'm not up on my, pop culture. But nonetheless, you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. And
if we want to continue with the high energy levels, one thing people might not know is the Bilderberg meeting started today.
Oh, this is not this is Davos after Davos, the Davos 2, the repeat?
Yeah, Davos is for like the kind of cool people. Bilderberg is even more exclusive.
So do they like kick some of them out and make them go away, or is it the same? Is it mostly the same people? What is it?
Well, there's fewer people, so yeah. A lot of them don't make the cut.
Okay.
Don't let anyone in to Davos.
Okay. I see.
Bilderberg, it's invite only.
And so, where are they meeting?
They're meeting in the belly of the beast, the wettest of swamps, Washington, D.C.
Oh, I see. Yeah. They probably need a little help after the lockdown there, you know, all the politicians walking around. You know, I think the politicians heard the old joke about how do you know if a politician's lying? His lips are moving, so they thought they'd cover up their mouths so you couldn't see their lips move. But we knew.
One thing that was interesting is there has not been a Bilderberg since 2019.
So for 2020 would have been the height of the pandemic. Then 2021 was the height of the hysteria. And 2022, yeah, makes sense.
So we've had 2 years free of Bilderberg meetings, and it's only gotten worse.
Right. I don't think it really changes anything. Let's go to Olivia calling in from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Alex. I was going to ask how y'all are going to answer the phone all the way in Honduras, but Ian picked up, so I guess that was the magic trick there.
I have one of our underlings in the Keen studio screening calls. It's Ian. And he has to listen to the show. I think what he's hoping is that I'll get that he'll be comfortable enough to leave me and just let it go, and then I can handle calls on my own. But at this point, he's screening, and we can always have somebody come, one of the other hosts come in and screen. But the Free Talk Live studios are still in Keene, New Hampshire, and we're still doing some things the old-fashioned way.
Well, I was just thinking, if God forbid. Ian loses his case and he does go to jail for 420 years. Just imagine what great health care he's going to have to survive that long. I mean, I guess there's silver lining to every dark cloud, right? He's going to be 500 years old when he gets out. What a world.
Yeah, he and Ross Ulbricht.
I guess that was my point. Like, the court system makes a mockery of their own system by putting these exorbitantly, that's unrealistically, ridiculously long.
And they can't show a victim of a crime here. Well, they can show a victim of a crime, but not one that Ian committed. And they're going to do just that. They're going to trot out some, little old ladies who got romance scammed by, Nigerian princes, and they're going to say, and Ian Freeman sold them the Bitcoin. Of course, they're not going to be able to explain what would happen if Ian Freeman wasn't there and they bought the Bitcoin from somebody else, because they don't have a whole lineup of people that were selling Bitcoin. They obviously targeted Ian for his speech. They obviously targeted Ian for who he is. They obviously targeted Ian for his participation in the Free State Project. And, end of story, they don't care about people selling Bitcoin to grandmas who are giving it to Nigerian Romeos out there. They just care about stifling free speech.
And along those lines, when you mentioned felons not getting to vote, I was thinking, what an appropriate example of government corruption yet again, because someone's safe enough to walk among the rest of the population after they've been, in a cage for a while. They're safe enough to live next to people, regular people. They're safe enough to work next to people. But the government protects themselves because that person can't vote against the judge who, maybe pulled one of these ridiculous shenanigans in court, admit their evidence
we
or whatever.
We were talking about gun rights, voting, though.
I did mention, there are, I think, 4 states currently, and I could look it up just to make sure, that felons don't have the automatic right to vote when they get out. There's interestingly also states that felons have the right to vote while in prison, which is kind of an interesting question, too. Like, think about this for a second. If a felon is in jail, like if there's, it's a small state, Vermont, for instance, you can vote while in jail. I believe in Vermont, however, they make you vote where you were arrested from. But what if they all just sort of registered as a voting block there in the tiny little town that probably has more convicts than it does citizens? And then they begin to be a voting block for the local politics. I don't know. It's just kind of an interesting aspect and one of the dangers, I suppose.
They voted for a strip club in their prison.
Well, I don't know whether that would be successful, but maybe.
You can look, but you can't touch.
Olivia, anything else?
As far as the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial, at least Free Talk Live talked about how in a decentralized society your reputation is everything. So I kind of agree with you on you can't just go around accusing people and ruining their reputation, because that really is everything. I mean, if you cost someone their job and their family by making a false accusation, how is that fair? You can damage someone's life just as much as if you, gave them a gunshot wound or cut off their hand. If you can't earn money for yourself, if you've lost all your family and friends, how's that different? The emotional health is important too. So
yeah,
I think you have a good point on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I am of the opinion that you are responsible for your actions, and if your actions happen to be speech, and if your speech is incorrect, damaging, and an outright lie.
But what if it's true and results in damage?
If it's true and results in damage, then it's just the truth.
But your action would have consequences still.
Sure, and there's nothing wrong with those consequences. Speaking the truth should never be, stifled in any way.
What about statements that are potentially true but can't be proven?
Then I think that I would have to know what the statement was in order to...
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Right. So Epstein didn't kill himself is clearly an opinion. Right? Like anybody who hears it says to themselves either, I knew that was true and I agree with that, or there's these kooks again that don't believe that, that our judicial system is good, right, and just. I don't know anybody who thinks Epstein killed himself. I really don't. I think everybody agrees that there is a cabal of bad people that somehow colluded to kill Jeffrey Epstein because they didn't want their actions known. Now, my opinion is actually different. I'm of the opinion that Jeffrey Epstein was very likely a foreign intelligence agent who had a really great this foreign government had a really great plan, which is let's get American politicians, where they tend to be a little more prudy than the rest of the world, to have sex with marginally underage prostitutes after several drinks on a decked out for 747. And once they've done that, and we've got pictures of it, and we've got proof of it, then we will have them under our thumbs for the few things that we need their votes for. And to me, if this wasn't done, then the foreign intelligence agencies that failed to do this are fools. And I don't believe they're fools. I also believe the United States should be looking into where is it failing on its foreign intelligence? I mean, why aren't we doing this in the countries that it needs to be done in? I don't know. Because I don't think there's any other country that it would matter in, that's why.
Mark, advocating for CIA interventions overseas.
Oh, I'm just saying what makes sense and what doesn't. I mean, after Trudeau comes on the radio and says we're stealing people's guns, their bank accounts for what they say and all this other stuff, I mean, it's obvious that what's acceptable has moved and changed. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Call in with your opinion.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I couldn't believe the headline on this article. And Alex, you described it as clickbait.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it's not. Washington Free Beacon. Drivers in Washington State don't have to stop for cops anymore. Well, I wouldn't say that far. After Washington State passed a law to constrain police officers, state drivers are refusing to pull over when asked by cops. Asked. Northwest News Network recorded nearly 1,000 failure to yield incidents in 2022. Patrol officers have described a sharp rise in motorists fleeing traffic stops, speeding away sometimes in stolen cars, according to one county police chief. Washington House Bill 1054, which Governor Jay Inslee, Democrat, signed into law last year, has banned police from pursuing traffic violations in their cruisers unless the officer is granted permission by a supervisor or the perpetrator is suspected of being under the influence or having committed a violent offense, which, by the way, stealing a car would not fall into any of those three categories, and is causing imminent danger or must be identified. Now, I guess if somebody drives away quickly enough, they might be causing, you know, might be arguably causing imminent danger, but I don't know. I don't know what or must be identified means, because it would seem like a cop would say, all of the people I'm trying to pull over need to be identified. But anyway, something's changed.
Well, maybe if you show them your ID, then you can speed off.
Yeah, that's probably not going to work. Not a good idea. Something's changed. People are not
take
stopping.
Take your license, throw it out the window. Here.
Here you go. I'm out of here. People are not stopping right now, a Washington State Patrol sergeant told the Associated Press. It's happening 3 to 5 times a shift in some nights and then a couple of times a week on day shift. Now, I don't know if he's referring to the entire state of Washington, because that's what, you know, he's a Washington State Patrol sergeant, or if he's talking about, you know, his particular troop F. But whatever. The change comes as elected officials have passed laws to restrict traditional policing tactics involving the use of force and the duty to intervene in cases of officer misconduct. More than half of U.S. states instituted such reforms since the killing of George Floyd in May 2020. Washington State Republican lawmakers and law enforcement leaders criticized the police bill, saying it was hamstrung the efforts of law enforcement to preserve public safety, according to the AP. Democratic state lawmakers, however, lauded the bill, with its chief sponsor saying he doesn't believe pursuits in a 21st century policing system are needed. Crime data for Washington are not yet available. Homicides, often considered the leading indicator of a crime tendency, were up 46% in 2020. That must have been something to do with the Chaz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I doubt that Chaz had much to do with the law enforcement thing, but nonetheless, I can see this from either direction. So there are some glaring incidents prior to this where police would be in pursuit and hit somebody, because it's hard to drive at 100 miles an hour down a residential street. But, you know, they get to do the Roscoe B. Cotrain thing, and they get to trace those dirty Dukes Hazard, and they're going to, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They're going to chase everybody, and I don't know. So, the one very interesting one is this cop was going like 110 and a 35 and hit a kid who was on a bike and, you know, killed him outright. Bang. And that, you know, I mean, he's chasing somebody who's, whatever, got a license that's suspended or some dumb thing. And what the lawmakers are saying is that, well, you've got their driver's license, the license plate. Isn't that enough? Can you not figure out what the people are doing with their license plate? It's good enough to give a parking ticket, isn't it? Isn't it good enough to give a speeding ticket or whatever it is you feel like you need to give? And the police are probably like, well, I'm not giving a ticket if I don't get to stop them. I'm not giving a ticket. And you don't know exactly who's behind the wheel, although probably there's cameras, and it can be, you know, you can somewhat identify somebody from the back of their head if you draw them into court. So I don't know. I mean, I can't say one way or the other what is the right thing on this, but I can say that, yeah, I can see why people are upset about it. Do you think that this is going to result, Alex, in more crimes like homicide and these sorts of things? If the little stuff gets away, it's called the broken window theory, is that if police ignore small crimes, that large crimes happen.
Well, based on what we're seeing in California, I think it's highly likely that criminal gangs will capitalize on this. They'll get a good understanding of the law, like yep. They've done in California. And they'll start putting, oh, we're almost over $1,000, better put some stuff back.
What do you mean by criminal gangs in California, the law?
So they passed some law in California where if you steal below a certain amount, then the penalties are very low, and most likely you'll be released from prison soon after being arrested. I guess released from jail. So because of these easy on crime policies for thefts below a certain amount, they basically are decriminalizing theft below a certain amount.
Right.
And so people will just do organized raids where 5-10 people run to the store at the same time, fill up some garbage bags with stuff, and then run out.
And they know what they want to get. And yeah. It's making it harder and harder for the rest of us to shop, because now more and more things are behind little plastic barriers to prevent this.
Well, there's a store in California of one of the pharmacies, I don't remember which one, mm-hmm. where everything is behind glass.
Yeah.
They just put the whole store behind glass, and then there's a video of people breaking into it still. So when you give them this, we're in the hacker world.
I'm curious about that, though. The breaking into a building is not petty theft.
It wasn't breaking in. They were just running in, grabbing stuff.
But everything's behind glass. I don't understand.
Yeah, it was more like plastic glass.
Okay.
As opposed to like
bulletproof
glass.
So the customers can look at stuff, but it's just behind things. So they're going in and breaking the displays and getting stuff out.
Yeah.
Okay. And basically they're figuring out how the system works and working the system.
Yeah, and this I think will be similar, where they'll realize some sort of, like maybe the getaway, they go through Washington State, knowing that the police can't keep chasing them or whatever. Like, I don't know what the scenario will be, but it just seems based on the, I mean, these are basically entrepreneurs. They're black market entrepreneurs who realize...
These are thieves.
Yes. But entrepreneurial thieves.
Well, they're figuring out how to work the system. This is it turns from crime to organized crime relatively quickly. And they're figuring out how, you know, how to get away with it as best they can. And, you know, what are the cops supposed to do? They're given these rules by these lunatics in charge, and they can't really, you know, solve this problem. The same people who brought to you the tents all over the sidewalks, all up and down every populated place in on the West Coast, these same people are now trying to figure out, you know, well, what should we call theft and what should we call worth a police chase? I mean, they're trying to be kind. They're trying to solve the homeless problem. In the process, they create more homeless problems.
Yeah.
Because the government can't solve anything.
And if they just were to stop enforcing stuff and go away, that'd be one thing. But they're still maintaining their monopoly on force,
right?
While they're so not using force and preventing you from doing so,
right? Somebody, you know, a security guard at a local drugstore can't actually defend his location. Like, what's he supposed to do with these laws the way they're written? You know, I mean,
supposed to ask them kindly,
right? In Texas, they're not doing this.
Yeah,
right. You know, because the security guard in Texas will cap them.
Yeah.
So, not to laud Texas, but I've seen several stories out of Texas where people were shot over stolen goods. Now, I'm not of the opinion that I would necessarily shoot somebody over stolen goods. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, stealing a television or a laptop computer, I don't think, in my opinion, this is my own personal moral belief, that that person, that thief, that disgusting, dirty thief's life is worth more than some piece of electronics to me. Now, I may chit-chat with him if I get him, you know, that doesn't mean I wouldn't hold a gun on him and have a little talking to with him while the police came, but, you know, if he decided to go away or try to take the gun from me, what am I going to do? Then I have to pull the trigger. So that makes it difficult. It's not easy. These are not easy problems to solve, and politicians aren't going to be able to come up with answers, in my opinion. The number, 603-283-6160. You could have an opinion, too. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.